12:34. We'll call this meeting to order.
Madam Clerk, I could do a roll call.
All right. Director Kosmicki?
Here.
Chair Hernandez?
Here.
Vice Chair Carbone?
Here.
Director Labar?
Present.
Director Labar?
Present.
Uh-oh, we can't hear you. We see you.
We see you.
We see present.
It's on their end again.
Oh, we hear you. We hear you now. All Director right. Labar?
Yes, present.
Director Lopez?
Present.
Director Montesino? He may drop off. Let's see. Oh, he's still. Director Montesino,
here.
Are you there? Yes. You have the ear
yes,
alternate today, and you have the option of not attending if you choose not to attend the meeting.
Okay. I'll not attend then.
Thank you. See you soon. You have quorum, sir.
Okay, thank you. Before we go into public comment, we're going to do some housekeeping Brown Act announcements. Do we have any remote attendees or any AB 2449 remote attendees?
Zeno's no longer attending. He was the only one, so no AB.
Okay, we'll move on to public comment. Anyone here wish to address us on public comment?
No hands raised online.
Okay, no one online. We'll bring it back to consent agenda. Does any members of the board have any items they'd like to pull or any comments on the consent agenda? If not, any motions?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Can we take roll call?
Yes. All right, Chair Hernandez?
Aye.
Vice Chair Carbone?
Aye.
Director Kosmicki?
Yeah.
Director Lopez?
Yes.
Director Labar?
Aye.
Approve unanimously.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we'll move on to the regular agenda. Item number 5, approve reappointment of Michael Guth to the Hearing Board of as attorney member. Reference Richard Stedman, Air Pollution Control Officer. Recommended action is to approve reappointment to Michael Guth to the Hearing Board as attorney member.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This is to approve the reappointment of Michael Guth to the Hearing Board. We're very fortunate to have him. He's served over 10 years on the Hearing Board. He's an attorney, and he brings a lot of value to the committee. So we would support his reappointment. I would also draw your attention to the discussion that we are still in need of a medical professional and professional engineer on our hearings board, but we're getting by, but barely. So if you're aware of anybody with those qualifications, please let me know and we'll try to get them appointed.
Thank you. Before we go to any comments, or want to take it out to the public first. Anyone here wishes to address us on this item? If not, anyone online?
No online.
We'll bring it back to the board for any comments, questions, or a motion.
Lopez moves approval.
Okay. I didn't hear a second.
I'll second. Oh,
I think someone did.
Second. Oh, okay. Good deal.
Director Lopez's motion, and then Kosmicki second?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Director Lopez.
Yes.
Director Labar.
He stepped out.
Okay. Vice Chair Carbone.
Yes.
Chair Hernandez.
Aye.
Director Kosmicki.
Yes.
Approved.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we'll move on to item number 6, receive and accept Monterey County's Treasurer's Report on Investment for the quarter ended in March 31st. Presentation by Rosa Rosales.
Good afternoon, members of the board. So this is the Monterey County's treasurer's report for March 31st. So it covers a period of January 1st through March 31st. MBAR deposits its cash receipts at the county, and it requests funds as needed for accounts payable and payroll transactions. And the county manages a separate fund for MBAR, attaches the county treasurer's report with attached exhibits and investment activity for this period. The overall rate of return for this period was 4.19%. That was a little lower than the previous quarter of 4.23 and lower than the same quarter of 2025, which was 4.28. The economic and market conditions that support the investment activity and performance are outlined in the Treasurer's staff report to the Board of Supervisors in Exhibit A. Our total investment earnings for this year have received is 1,091,763, and that's through 331. And our annual budget was 687,000. And just to note, 280,000 of that is for the general fund, and the remainder is for the other funds. And I have attached the report. Is there any questions on that?
We'll go out to the public first, and then we'll bring it back to the board for questions and comments. Anyone here wishes to address us on this item? Anyone online?
No.
I'll bring it back to the board for any questions, comments. Just a quick question. Out of curiosity, has any of the federal cuts affected us here at the board?
The federal what?
Any of the federal cuts that have been happening, has anything affected us here?
The like the EPA grants, like stuff like that. We've had a in our you'll see in our budget we've had a little bit of a reduction in our one of our grants, and it's very slight, and but an increase in the other one. So it hasn't affected us quite yet, but maybe in the future.
It depends. There, the president is proposing to zero out our funding in the next year, so it still has to go through Congress for appropriations. So. Yeah, so that for the federal, we're looking at about around 300,000. So it's not a significant portion of our budget, but we do have concerns with the state as well. The state's in budget trouble, and they've been sort of rejiggering their cap and invest program, which is going to significantly limit the monies going out to districts for grants. So we could be seeing a reduction in those monies in the future.
Okay. Well, if there's any other questions, I'll turn to my colleagues for a proper motion.
Accepting. Go ahead. If somebody else. Yep. Move to accept. Yeah.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second.
Director Kusmicki?
Yes.
Chair Hernandez?
Aye.
Vice Chair Carbone?
Yes.
Director Labar?
Aye.
Director Lopez.
Yes.
Approved unanimously.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we'll move to item number 7, receive report on other post-employment benefits, OPEB, trust and pension trust accounts for the quarter ended in March 31st, 2026. Presentation by Rosa Rosales.
Okay. So MBARD has established a trust to pre-fund our OPEB and pension obligations, and it is administered by the Public Agency Retirement Services, otherwise known as PARS. The OPEB Trust uses the balanced investment strategy, and the pension trust uses the moderately conservative strategy. We make annual contributions to both of these funds. In March of 2026, we made our annual contribution for this fiscal year. The OPEB had a $53,000 contribution, and our pension contribution was $500,000. MBARD's OPEB trust and pension investment guidelines call for a quarterly review of the trust accounts by activity. And below is a summary of these. So the OPEB currently our account balance is $1,811,831. Through quarter ended 3/31, we've had a total investment of $763,831. And you'll see our investment returns. We had a loss of 4.18 for 1 month. For 3 months was 0.88 loss. And then for the year was 12.88. And for 3 years, 11.38. Our pension strategy is moderately conservative. Our account balance is currently at 1.552 million. Quarter ended 3/31. We've had a total income of 177,508. And then our percentages for the 3 month return is at a negative 3.03. That's a 1 month. A 3 month is a 0.4 negative. For the 1 year is a 8.7% return, and 3 years is at 8%. I've attached the PARS monthly statement for 3/31, and then I've attached also the two statements for the OPEB and the trust account. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
We'll take it up to the public first and see if any of the public wishes to address us on this item. Anyone online?
No.
We'll bring it back to the board for any comments, questions, or a motion.
I'll make a motion to receive the report and recommend acceptance. Receive a report report of OPEB trust and pension accounts for quarter ended March 31st.
Second.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second.
All right. Director Labar.
Aye.
Director Lopez.
Aye.
Vice Chair Carbone.
Aye.
Chair Hernandez.
Aye.
Director Kuzmicki.
Yes.
Approved unanimously.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 8, receive and report recommended acceptance of auditing services proposed by Arshall and Company LLC for the fiscal year ending in June 30th, 2026 and two subsequent fiscal years to the Board of Directors. Presentation by Rosa Rosales.
Hey, so Embark contracted. There was an error there. I was like, hey, okay. So we actually contracted with Badawi and Associates. So that's an error right there. For auditing services for the past 10 fiscal years, while satisfied with the services provided by Badawi, staff recommends that we issue an RFP to better evaluate the cost of auditing services for the next 3 fiscal years. In April of this year, we distributed an RFP for audit services with the option to renew for the subsequent 2 fiscal years. The proposals were due by April 27th. So Embard received a total of 6 accounting firms' bids for 3 years of auditing services, ranging from $62,000 to $65,000. The highest is $109,000. Our most recent auditor, Badawi and Associates, they submitted a bid totaling $91,908. So based on a review of the proposals, our reference checks, interviews with the audit firm partners, staff recommends accepting a proposal from Harshwall and Company. They're out of Oakland, California. The proposal is for $62,000 to $65,000 for the first year's audit. The firm has extensive experience in auditing governmental agencies. They have lots of several special districts, cities, county, and housing authorities. The proposal submitted by this firm was well-prepared and it met our requirements. So staff requests that the committee review the proposal from Harshwall and Company and recommend acceptance of the proposal to the Board of Directors. So the estimated cost, it's a 3-year contract. So the first year is $19,750, the second year is $20,740, and the third year is $21,775. So the total for the 3 years is $62,265. For comparison, the current auditors last fiscal year, we paid $24,600. So I have attached the audit proposal from Harshwall and Company for your review. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Before bringing it back to the board, I'd also like to take it out to the public to see if anyone has any comments or questions.
None online.
And then no one online? Okay, we'll bring it back to the board for any comments, questions, or a motion.
I'll go ahead and make a motion. I think that I'll make a motion for approval.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
All right. Director Kuzmicki?
Yes.
Chair Hernandez?
Aye.
Director Labar?
Aye.
Director Lopez?
Aye.
Vice Chair Carbone? Approved unanimously.
Thank you. Approved unanimously. Now we'll move on to the final item, number 9, order for adjournment. It is 12:49.